Martellus Bennett says Green Bay cut him due to anthem protests, calls Packers fans racists. By Dylan Gwynn on October 25, 2021. Former Packer Martellus Bennett says that his time at Green Bay was cut short. Not because of his play on the field, but because of his anthem protests and death threats from fans. Bennett made the claim in a series of tweets Saturday in which he charged the Packers with plotting to cut him and making up BLLSHT in order to justify his release from the team. Packers fans were sending hate mail and leaving death threats and other hateful messages on the team voicemail because I was protesting, Bennett wrote. It got so bad that Doug Collins, the head of team security, was worried something might happen to me in Wisconsin. Bennett's time with the Packers came to an end in November of 2017. A premature end after the Texas A&M product signed a three-year deal with Green Bay in March of that year. Green Bay, Y, September 28, Adrian Amos number 38 of the Chicago Bears tackles Martellus Bennett number 80 of the Green Bay Packers in the third quarter at Lambeau Field on September 28, 2017 in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Photo by Stacy Revere / Getty Images. The official explanation for his release was a failure to disclose a medical condition. However, as Bennett sees it, that was just a loophole to get rid of him. Bennett detailed how, he believes, the Packers plotted to get rid of him. After failing to come up with an alternative method of protest, Bennett says that's when the team started figuring out how to get rid of him. Bennett claims to have all the details about the affair in a journal that he claims he started keeping after his time with the Cowboys. Atlanta, GA, September 17, Martellus Bennett number 80 of the Green Bay Packers raises his fist during the national anthem prior to the game between the Green Bay Packers and the Atlanta Falcons at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on September 17, 2017 in Atlanta, Georgia. Photo by Kevin C. Cox / Getty Images. Bennett played for five organizations during his 11-year career, spending most of that time with Dallas and Chicago.